Hi, I'm Andy Havens, and this is The Voice of Liberty, a production of thelibertycoalition.org. What is the Liberty Coalition? It is a collection of liberty-minded individuals, companies, and organizations dedicated to promoting liberty. We are citizens who stand for our God-given rights guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States of America. The Liberty Coalition is not a political organization. Politicians got us into this mess. Don't get me wrong, we let them to some extent. Even so, politicians are certainly not going to get us out of the mess our nation is in, at least not without some intensive training on what their job really is. More on that later. As a liberty patriot, I am not anti-government. Our constitutional republic is a gift from God. I do not take God or his gifts lightly. As a Christian, a son of God, it is my duty to respect and cherish this gift. It is also my duty to see this gift as not abused. If you are a child of God, if you claim Jesus, the Messiah, as Lord and Savior, and are a citizen of this nation, this is your duty too. This is the beginning of understanding. I am calling on you as a citizen and a Christian to stand up and claim this precious gift he has given us. I am convinced if we stand and claim our God-given rights, our liberty, he will honor our claim. God will not be mocked. Many today will laugh at this idea. Do not be one of them. The precedent for what I say is seen throughout Scripture. Consider how God has dealt with Israel, how he continues to deal with Israel even after they rejected the Messiah, their Savior, and God's only begotten Son. Yet, he will still bless Israel, of this I am sure. None of us can begin to comprehend the depths of God's mercy and grace, but each of us can accept it. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Chances are you've heard this before. Possibly many times before. The Israelites are the chosen people, the line from whence the Messiah would come. We are the body of Christ, the promised Messiah. How much more will our Heavenly Father forgive our sins and heal our land? This is what I ask of you. Take a stand. Declare yourself. Say with power and conviction, God has blessed us with this nation. God has sanctioned us. Our liberties, our rights, our very nation is the gift of a holy God. No man shall take these things away. There has been much talk about a civil war, too. Some say it is coming. Others insist it is already here. I tell you now, we are all engaged in a spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of our fellow citizens. Ephesians 6:12 states, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This is nothing new, but it is more true today than ever before in history. This truth directly applies to our nation right here, right now. I cannot tell you whether we will win or lose this battle. I do not know the outcome. I have no knowledge of the future. All I know is I feel strongly led to urge each one of you to stand and claim these blessings of liberty given to us by our Heavenly Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am confident if we put our trust in him, he will bless our efforts. Until next time, this is Andy Havens for the Voice of Liberty.